welcome to another edition of Only Funny to Us. I am TJ.
I'm Ben.
I'm Cliff.
Well, being this damn sexy don't require no work or upkeep. I just roll my happy ass out to bed in the morning and boom, bitches, holla.
Oh my God.
What are you doing? Are you flushing?
The cigarette butt down the toilet.
Sure. It's a roach.
That's what it is. Well, welcome, Steve, podcasting in.
Live from Columbia, South Carolina.
Thanks for the toilet.
On the ninth floor of the Clare Towers on Marion Street. Go visit him.
Hello.
He loves
Dallas.
Oh, mercy.
Even when he's not sitting right next to me, he's still annoying as hell.
And you still want to punch him right in the throat.
Why can't we...
Nancy.
We need to set up some Nerf
Nancy.
Did you say Nancy or Fancy? Oh, God. He's
sorry.
He's in that phase, isn't he?
He's in his...
How are all of y'all been this week?
We've been great. How have you been?
Hot and tired.
Right.
Sticky.
I've been all right. Just been hanging out, you know, going to work.
Wait a minute. Let's define hanging out.
Of your pants?
Yeah, I mean, what are you whipping it out, or are you hanging out? What are you? I don't know what you're doing.
The ninth floor. Right. Hanging it out the window.
Hey, Steve, I dare you to pull your pants down and splash yourself from the ninth floor.
Yeah,
I am not doing that.
Flash.
I don't see it.
The governor might. You can see the Capitol from your room.
Nikki!
I don't think any of them are in their offices
Nikki,
right now.
Look at my dicky!
At 10 till 10 on a
wiggle,
Friday
wiggle,
night.
Wiggle,
I don't
wiggle,
think
wiggle, 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 wiggle.
That brings up the subject of...
the uncensored podcast.
Do we keep this censored or not?
Okay, last week we did an uncensored podcast. It was an impromptu thing. It seemed to be well received.
Yeah.
And we ended up wrapping up the podcast with very uncensored Cards Against Humanity.
Right. Which wasn't that bad.
No. I mean, there was no foul language.
It was more risque.
Innuendos and
that sort of
stuff. But it was still fun.
Right. Oh, yeah. It was fun.
And we'll definitely do that again soon. But if you go to our Facebook page, we have it up there. We want people to vote whether or not they wanted to keep it uncensored or keep it the way we've been doing it. Because when we first started, we were...
uncensored.
I would say uncensored, but we weren't...
No. We were uncensored.
Oh, yeah.
But we weren't like...
six episodes.
We weren't like super over the top.
No, we just didn't edit out any of the words.
Right. And not like the super After Dark secret special that we did. That was mainly...
was a disappointment.
No, it was just terrible. It was just like...
it was sophomore.
All right, guys. You're in, you know, junior high. You can have a microphone and say, you know, as many bad words as you can in a row for absolutely no reason.
C word.
Yeah.
F word.
Yeah. S word. I mean, it was just, and it was just in succession with no point to it.
No, right. And it was out of context, and it was
really
uncomfortable.
All drinking.
That's what was fun. Yeah.
We were drinking, and
it was sophomore.
It was, and I'm not trying to throw you and Crowley under the bus, but y'all really went with it.
Y'all were the worst.
Yeah, y'all were the worst. Y'all were just saying anything and everything you possibly could. And no one heard this, but last week, Steve started off like that, and I cut all that out because I was like, dude, you know, and, well, shut up, jackass.
Well, I cuss like a sailor all the time.
Well, I know, but not like that. That was on purpose.
Not unusual
and
for me.
A listener commented, Kathy Edward Shaw commented on...
My next door neighbor.
Yeah, Cliff's neighbor. And what she said, let me get to that post. Y'all discuss and I'll...
She had a lot of good points.
Yeah, I mean...
She, in short, mentioned that it should be a special occasion thing.
Right.
Well,
here's
what she said right here.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got it right here.
I'll misquote.
Yeah, hold on. There it is. She said, "The last show was hilarious, but I've laughed equally as much at other episodes. If you only do one or two uncensored shows each year, you might feel the need to up the profanity from your normal conversations with each other. Just be yourselves. If that requires an uncensored show, then that's what you should do."
Which tells us nothing.
No, what it says is, if we're doing it uncensored, we may feel the need to get sophomoric, like Crowley did the other week.
Yeah.
And Dusty just took your spot in the studio, Steve.
Oh.
He got up in your chair. But may, or like Steve did last week, or like you and TJ did on that uncensored show that we never released. So go
vote. I mean, yeah, we've discussed it amongst ourselves. We started off using profanity, but not in a sophomoric way. It was just, and it was just the way we talked to each other.
You know what? Ben and Cliff just need to get over themselves. Green is not your color.
What in the world is that even from?
He's saying we're envious of him. And you, apparently. I don't
because
know.
We cuss like sophomores?
Because apparently we can't pronounce the words that they pronounce.
I guess not.
We're incapable of dirty speech.
And we're not even going to ask Crowley like what his... That. We're not even going to ask Crowley what his vote is, because we know exactly what he wants to do. He wants to be able to just cuss like his sailor self. Kiss your mother with that mouth?
I don't kiss her. Well, sometimes
well,
on the
cheek. Well,
sometimes on the cheek.
I hug her.
If she's in the mood.
See, now this is when I wish we could uncensor the show.
Yeah, because...
Well, we can make this one uncensored if you want. I don't care.
I know.
It didn't matter.
The uncensored certainly makes it easier on Ben having to do the editing.
Oh, that was an easy edit, yeah.
Saves him a lot of time.
Yeah.
That's true.
That is true.
And it gives us a little more to talk about sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes it opens up the
floodgates.
You know what? Let's just go with it, and whatever happens, you know, we'll decide at the end how
But Crowley, just don't be...
Yeah, just don't start cussing for the sake of doing it.
Just don't be sophomore. I understand.
You're the one that's going to be hard to edit.
Because you're
complicated.
Because you're the worst.
Well, no,
at everything.
That's not what I...
Anyway.
Anyway
is right.
There's
anyway.
That. So, T, what's whatever. On your... you got some papers in front
well,
of
I wanted
you?
To wish a happy late wedding anniversary to Mr. Ben Quick.
Thank you.
Who forgot about his anniversary, as did his wife.
We both forgot, so it was okay.
So, apparently, he got a call about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. By the way,
happy anniversary. She goes, happy anniversary. I forgot that was today. And I went, oh, that is today, isn't it? Yeah.
Now,
I forgot too.
Should have milked it.
See, I would have pulled the jackass move. I would have been like, I had something special planned.
Oh, she did.
21 years.
Yeah, whatever. She
and
didn't
I'm
know.
Nothing more than you.
She would have known that was a lie.
Am I just there to keep your bed warm?
All I knew, well, you know, during the week, she sleeps in the front room because she's doing her master's degree.
Yeah.
So she's in there doing her work. And also she snores like a, oh, Lord, she's going to be mad. Anyway, whatever.
She snores
like a buzzsaw. So she sleeps in there. I sleep in our room, and I sleep like a baby.
Because you have the whole bed.
But I don't use it. I sleep on my side still. Oh, yeah. But I shut the door, and I got the air conditioner on full blast.
Oh, yeah.
The fans are going. I mean, it's great, you know, quiet.
You don't let Oscar in there with you?
I have some bad news about Oscar.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
we got to bring
no.
it to him on the
don't
show.
Tell me.
Oscar wandered
what
out to the...
your cats?
I don't know. He wandered out to the road and got hit about Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh.
But we have a new cat in the house. His name is Lucky.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's because I ran over him with the car and it broke his leg.
Oh, my... Oh, so that happened this week, right?
Well, he wouldn't move. He was under the car when I was backing out. But we took him to the vet, and they set his leg. They put it in a cast, and they put a little shamrock on it. And so we named him Lucky.
And now how long is he wearing that?
He'll wear that for a week. We'll take him back Monday or Tuesday. They'll take it off, put a permanent cast on. He'll have that for about another 3 weeks.
He
gets around fine, though.
Does he?
He climbs things still. He walks around dragging that little pink leg behind him. And the vet said at the first day he had it on, he didn't really move much.
Right.
But ever since then, he's been everywhere.
Well, I mean, cats they're going to find their way to get around.
Nothing stops him. And he's still a tiny little kitten, but he will climb the gate to go over there and lay down with the dogs.
Yeah.
He loves them.
You put a picture on Facebook about one of the dogs that looks like the oldest dog, the elder dog.
It's the second oldest. He
second
was looking
oldest.
At me with judgmental eyes.
Yeah,
saw
he's
that.
Got old gray face, and he's like, why?
Did you do this? Did you do this to
He's
this
squinting
animal?
At me. That must be what it is. He's like, why did you bring another cat in here?
Yeah, we got rid of it. We'd already convinced the last one to play
kid.
In traffic.
Yeah. Well,
I remember when I was a kid, Sweetie broke one of her arms. Or
so your cat had
it?
Arms? Wow. What do you call it? You call it legs.
Freak.
Front legs. She broke one of her front legs, and we had to take her to the vet, and she had a cast on her leg, too.
How'd that happen? What did they tell
she
you?
She showed up at the house one day.
Y'all let her go out. She must have got hit or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they told her.
She showed up after a couple of days missing, and with this monked up leg, so we took her to the vet, and it was broke. I guess she got hit.
Or she didn't pay her bill on time or something.
She didn't pay her booking.
Yeah, something like that.
You know what? You know what this reminds me of?
Pay back the Vic.
One of the most horrible. One of the most horrible scenes that I can remember involving a cat. And we can say her name, and it's not a bad story.
Let me real quick.
Okay.
I don't think we have to qualify things by saying, and I'll call them out, and I'll say their name.
Okay.
Just from now on, let's just say their
name. Say their name. All right.
You know, if they don't like it,
bump them.
Tough.
Nobody's sued us yet.
Yeah, exactly. Yet.
And what are they going to get?
No,
Buckus. They ain't nothing to.
Right.
Yeah. You want an RV that don't run? Come
exactly.
get it.
Come. No, no, it runs. The batteries, I just can't seem to get them to hold a charge, and I refuse to buy new batteries.
Yeah.
They going to get blood from a turnip.
Oh, jeez.
Actually, it's just going to take more work. I tried to charge them together. That didn't seem to be. It's going to take too long. I'm going to have to take them separate and just do them.
Oh, gotcha.
Anyway, what's her name?
It was over at Christy Watt's house.
Okay.
And she,
oh my God, I know the story you're going to tell.
She just had all these kittens, and
I remember that.
In there,
she had kittens.
They were Steve's.
They were Steve's. Very, very weird looking. But anyway, when you went into her back door, there was like a little.
You went into her back
used to be
door.
Part of,
How many times did you go in Christy's back door, Pete?
About the same time amount of G.
Yeah, well,
what.
Anyway.
Wow. Anyway, moving forward.
You got me off guard on that one. It was a carport that they had walled up is what
right,
it was. So
yeah.
there were brick steps covered with green outdoor carpet.
Yeah, and the floor was that same green outdoor carpet. So I guess it was in the dark. We were all over there, mm-hmm. and there was a bunch of kittens, and it was her that did it, if I remember correctly, right?
And she was barefoot. Yeah.
She was barefoot, and she was coming out of the house into that room.
Oh, yeah, no.
And stepped on one of the kittens.
Stepped on its head.
Its head, and heard it pop.
Yep.
Under her foot. I mean, felt it. I mean, just.
Oh, that makes me.
And she.
Lost it.
She was upset. Yeah.
So upset is an understatement.
When
she got over it, she was upset. She was absolutely distraught.
Oh, God. That
hysterics.
That was just the worst. And was I there, or did she do that without us there and then called up troops up?
I wasn't there.
And I don't think I was.
Somebody
I think
was
called.
There, and somebody else was there because they told us about it, too. It wasn't just her. It was somebody.
It might have been me.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's
a long time ago.
God.
Or she could have been there with Jenny Al or someone.
She might have been there with Jenny. But I think I got if I remember correctly, I got a phone call letting me know what happened. And she was, was bad.
What are you going to do? Go clean her foot off for her?
No, I was going to try to talk her off the ledge.
All the juices went through her toes.
Like mud.
Like an eyeball.
Like mud.
Well, like stepping on a rotten lemon.
Have you seen that the Slide the City thing is going to Columbia on July the 4th?
Slide the City thing. Is that big, long?
It's a 1,000-foot slip and slide that they put on the street.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yep, and they sell tickets, and they say about half of them have already sold.
I hope there's no rocks up underneath it.
No, they have a pad that put down first, then they put the slip and slide over. But it's check out some of the videos. It looks awesome. Let's see if it says what street they're going to do it on.
It sounds like that old Dane Cook joke, slip and bleed.
Slip and bleed from the anus.
Might be on Main Street.
Where's the hill? Isn't that Assembly? Is that the hill on it?
Yeah, well, what they need to do is need to put it on Gervais between the Capitol.
That's what I figured,
Going down towards Assembly, it's all downhill.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, now which
they
ones?
Should
which
close
ones?
Off that and
which
do
ones?
That.
Is, hold on. Where should they put it?
On Gervais in front of the Capitol from Main Street
all the way down
towards Assembly, towards the river.
Going across
it's
the bridge.
It's all downhill.
Okay.
And that's
slope. You mean down through the Vista,
like you're heading that way?
Yeah, down Gervais.
Yeah,
Street,
okay, that's
true.
I couldn't remember which one was Gervais. I figured if they could do it on what's the one where you come off of? Is it? I can't remember.
Hugie that goes into the interstate. Oh man, but that's got that turn.
Well, once you make that turn, it's got a big slope there.
I
don't know where
makes
they're going to
the
put
turn.
It.
Yeah,
yeah.
Boom, boom.
I haven't seen where they're going to.
Where would everybody park?
I don't know where they're going to do it. I don't.
Now, how much are those tickets? Does it say?
there's one called a loyalty ticket. I don't know what that is. It's $25. And there's early bird registration, $30. Those were already...
do you get to go as many times as you want?
I guess. I don't know.
You have to hike back up
the
hill.
You have to walk back up the hill, yeah.
Bare feet on concrete.
Well, they have pads and stuff out there. Everything. The late registration, which you have to have in by the... Oh, it's going to be on the 5th, not the 4th. The late registration is $40. You have to have that in by the 3rd of July. And the day of is $45.
Which wow. Is that's got to get you all day. You're not going to spend $45
for one slide. No, I think you can get you go down and go up. Yeah, but it's going to be constantly moving. It's not like you have to. Once they get to the edge, you go down. So,
because you imagine if it's 1,000 feet long, how wide? It's probably going to be a couple hundred feet or at least 100 feet wide.
No, whatever the street.
Or 70, whatever.
Is there a 100-foot street over there?
They could bank it up on the sides.
On the buildings? They're going to bank it up on the buildings.
But as wide as the street.
Waving at people on the 4th floor.
Hey, y'all.
No, they have a single slider, a triple slider, unlimited slider, and a friends and family pass.
Friends.
Oh, you also get a...
We should take Jane down there.
Hip.
Does she have a wonderful...
Oh, and you slide on... They give you a tube to slide on, too.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
It says, for the unlimited slider... you'll get a wristband that gives you the ability to slide as many times as you like during the day. You'll also receive some other goodies, including a mouth guard, tattoo.
Okay, hold on.
A mouth guard, tattoo, T-shirt, tube, drawstring bag, and a hat to keep your nose from getting burned.
10% off your EMS bill.
Yeah.
A single slider.
Mouth guard, tattoo.
Uh-oh.
No, a single slider gives you the ability to slide one time, anytime during the day, a drawstring bag, tattoo, and a mouth guard. Remember that we require all participants to slide with an inflatable tube. We will have some sweet ones for sale in case you forget to bring one.
Oh, of course they will, for $25 a pop.
You don't lose any skin when you hit that pothole or that manhole cover that's been raised up.
Richland County will be down there at the bottom with the doors open on the ambulance. You can just slide right on in. They'll carry on to the hospital.
Hit that speed bump at the bottom and jump right off.
Bing! No helmet?
Oh, this is there's 22 days left to get the friends and family pass, which is 4 sliders total, and you can slide as many times as you like between 12 and 5.
And how much is that one?
$180. But that's for 4 people though.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to spend $180 on that.
Well,
is there a website with info?
Yeah, it's slidethecity.com.
Go check it out.
Check it out.
By the way, how did your
the videos are awesome. The videos are awesome. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
How'd your barbecue thing go?
Delicious.
And I missed it.
Yep.
I missed
it. TJ too. Missed it.
And I had said we were going to get tickets. And
you were. You even told me, I said, you want to get them now? Well, I don't have any cash. I'll get you tomorrow. I said, okay. Tried to call you the next day. Nothing. Never heard from you. So I was like, well, okay.
Yeah, it's selective.
I had a plate for lunch. No, I'm not Steve J. Steve J. Jesus Christ.
I'm contagious.
Fart knocker.
We have to bleep that out.
Oh yeah, fart knocker is definitely not staying in. Anyway, the hell was I talking about?
The barbecue.
That's right. I had a plate for lunch. No, Steve, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Am I surprised or am I not?
Steve J.
I don't know. Steve J.
I don't know. Steve J. Jesus, I'm an idiot.
Teve.
Steve. Hey, Teve.
About like the fast fare last week.
T-Jeeve. Yeah, fast fare. But I had a plate for lunch, and then I had 2 plates for supper.
Good God.
When I got over here, I was about to explode.
He walked in, he said, I ate too much.
And you were like, what'd you eat? And I said, barbecue. You went, jeez. I can't believe I forgot all about it.
Well, and I don't think I was going to be able to eat any. I was going to let Rebecca have it.
I thought you could have barbecue.
Yeah, but it depends on what kind of sauce is on it.
It was only a... scoop of barbecue. I mean, I could have held it in one hand, and it wasn't like dripping with sauce or anything.
Okay. You know?
And then there was rice, and then there was a sweet potato souffle, and some.
Can't have it.
Oh no, it was delicious, and I don't normally like it. Or sweet potato casserole, probably more closer to what it was, and coleslaw, and a piece of bread. It was delicious, though.
Yeah, I could have the barbecue.
I mixed the barbecue up with the rice, and had that some kind of hot red sauce on it. Oh man, it was so good.
Steve, how are you doing at avoiding animal products?
I'm not vegan. Just vegetarian.
Well, it was a legit question.
He means meat, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, I got fine.
How good are you at avoiding meat?
From what I've heard, pretty damn good.
It's called a dodger, isn't it?
I'm doing really well.
Have you gone out and got? Have you gone to buy your canvas shoes yet? Crocs makes
I have not.
Crocs makes a nice pair of canvas. They're called the Santa Cruz model.
What are those called? Chinooks or Sanooks?
The hell you don't
those
know.
Canvas shoes. I think they're called Sanooks.
I'll buy a pair tomorrow.
Yeah,
have you
sure.
had a stroke? He's had a stroke.
I think he has.
Somebody call 911. Do you smell toast?
You smell fudge, Steve.
Does it tell smell us like oranges?
Tell if you smell fudge.
Can you lift your arm? Speak to me.
No.
You know, Steve, the tongue has no bones, but is strong enough to break a heart. So be careful with your words.
Oh, dear.
I thought you were going to say something besides heart.
Oh, okay.
Did he just say his tongue has broken a few things?
I think he did.
I said the tongue is strong enough to break a few things.
Such as?
Dental dams.
Oh.
What?
Dental dams. Okay, we're going to have to take a time out here and explain what a dental dam is to
TJ.
We're not going to do it on the air.
Okay. The 90s. Ah, yes, while they may have come and gone, it's never too late to relive those great times again. So grab your Beanie Babies, answer that beeper, blow the dust off your Discman, and listen to Steve Crowley sings The 90s.
Wish I was a little bit taller, wish I was a baller, wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit and a hat with a bat and a six-form pump. I got it for you. So I want to run with you. Won't you let me run with you, yeah. Want you to hold my hand.
Steve Crowley sings The 90s.
Welcome.
You could only see the way she loves me. Maybe you would understand.
Yes, it's Steve Crowley sings The 90s.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. It is. Come on. Oh, my God. Here I am. Once again. Top of the world. Watch my blow. Here I go.
The greatest thing to hit the airwaves since the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Steve Crowley sings The 90s.
Oh, right.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Exclusively available on Ginger Top Records and at onlyfunnytous.com.
All right, we're back. TJ now is understanding the joke.
What else can it break?
I've already answered that question.
Well, you said it could break several things. That's one.
Hymens.
Just like riding a horse will do that.
I did not say it.
That was you that said it.
No, I said dental dams. You said hymens.
I didn't say that.
Well, now you just said it, and it's going to be edited to sound that way.
They don't call him the Orgasmatron for nothing.
That's right.
Orgasmatron.
Steve Orgasmatron Crowley. He rolls out of bed and boom, bitches.
Well, Ben, I have one more question for you pertaining to cats in general.
Go for it.
And one cat in particular.
Go ahead on.
Teacher Boy's still there, right?
Oh, yeah. He's not going anywhere. Not as far as when I left today to
Rick
come over
Flair?
Here. Yeah, Rick Flair. My cat, Rick Flair.
He said Nature Boy.
Ginger Boy. Ginger Boy. It's an orange cat. They're Crowley named Ginger Boy.
Well, now that Oscar's gone, you know, Ginger Boy was scared of Oscar, so.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe he'll be able to come on in and.
No, he won't come in.
These are the days of our lives.
Yeah, I was a little bummed, but, you know, I knew it was bound to happen. He was a boy, and all the boys end up in that road trying to go across the street.
Yeah. You know, that's a busy road, too, for cats trying to get across.
And, you know, I think there's a lot of assholes that hit cats on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
Like the guy did I tell the story about the turtle?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Uh-huh. But just like that guy.
Exactly.
Ran over the turtle as I'm trying to move it. A snake all the way over.
I will aim at a snake, mm-hmm. but I won't aim at anything else.
No. I'll avoid everything else.
They think they're...
Dirty.
He did have another stroke just then.
Crowley, you there?
He's off to the left side. Uh-oh.
Did we lose him?
Steve? I think we lost him.
Yep,
there he goes. Dang.
Maybe
he'll call right
back. He'll dial back in, hopefully.
So, anyway, what were we talking about before?
We were talking about cats.
Cats. Well, that was Steve talking about cats.
And horrible cat stories.
Put that on your papers, man.
Well, we were talking about this before. And Ben, you haven't seen the video yet.
I have not.
But the horrible fight at the Walmart with
not our Walmart, not here, a
Walmart. Two horribly white, trashy women.
Thank you.
Just got into it, and I can't. What was it even over? Was it because somebody wouldn't get out of the way?
Don't know. We're gonna reconnect with Steve now.
We're trying to reconnect with Steve.
Sorry about the noises. If you'd like to make a call, put the thing up and try again.
I just got a text from Steve says, I was disconnected, as if we didn't know.
Hi, Steve.
Hello?
Steve.
No. That was in Beech Grove, Indiana, I think.
Oh, my God, there's white trash up there.
Oh, dude, I've been to Ohio.
And there was white trash everywhere.
And went to the Walmart just to see if there was white trash. Yes,
oh,
it's
yeah.
there.
We're everywhere. And I'll tell you who will end up ruling the world is the white trash.
Well, did you see why the fight happened?
No, I didn't.
The one lady, the lady that was in the wheelchair, apparently called a black person in there that was working there, was using racial slurs toward them. And the other lady jumped on her.
Well, she probably should have got her butt beaten.
Right.
Well, they were both going at it, and then one of their kids.
Sons.
There he
is. Let's try that again, folks. I'm sure somebody has remixed that into a song.
Yeah, Steve.
Hello.
All right, there you are.
Hi.
Got disconnected.
Thought you fell out the window smoking.
Yeah, we were concerned.
No.
It would have been cool to hear the whole. So we're talking
it's just really stupid. People purposely try to hit animals.
Yeah,
but
we've moved on from that.
We've moved on.
We thought you were coming
back. I was disconnected, so I'm not moved on, okay?
All right, well, go ahead.
Finish your statement.
Oh, my gosh. I'm finished now. Somebody just messaged me through Facebook. I wonder who it is.
It wasn't me.
Let's see.
Uh-oh.
Let's see who it is. Who is it?
Tell us all about
goodness.
It.
And we want you to read it.
Yeah, read whatever it is.
Just read it. We're waiting.
Or is it a photo?
Are you still there? Did you get disconnected again?
It's a friend of mine from North Carolina.
Okay.
And what does it say?
He messaged me this morning and said, hey, man, how you been doing? Because I hadn't talked to him in a long time. His name's David. I said, I've been doing all right. How are you? And he just responded back.
Fascinating.
My taint hurts.
I've been okay, but seen better days, LOL.
All right.
Someone's fishing.
And that's a little glimpse into Steve Crowley's life.
Very little.
So we're talking about the white trash fight in Walmart, Steve. Did you see that video?
I did not. I saw it on Facebook, but I did not.
Yeah, I didn't click it.
They got into it like hardcore.
Apparently the ambulatory lady was defending a Walmart worker who had a racial slur used against them by the handicapped, quote unquote, woman in the stroller or whatever the hell that
stroller
is.
And a
the,
stroller.
Well, I don't know. What's
adult stroller?
In the daggum, in the fatty mobile. I don't know what you call it.
Oh, you're talking about the little mobile
fatty wagon.
Micro, little fatty wagon.
Little micro golf carts.
I mean, I can say that, though, because, you know, I've got a few extra pounds
they're
here
not
and there.
Just for fat people, you
well,
know.
That's why I
never were.
People too.
I've always wanted to ride one, but then I think to myself, Jesus Christ, I'm going to look like a fatty. I'm not getting on this
I'm not
thing.
Getting on it, but it would be fun.
You daggum right, it'd be fun. I'd like to zoom all over Walmart and that thing.
I want to get in one and hook up all the wagons in the toy department and either fill it full of, like, frozen food or fill it full of kids and just
dude,
ride it around the Walmart.
I kid you
charge
not.
Them, charge them a dollar a ride.
Yes, I would love it.
I kid you. Remember, I used to work second shift up at Galen Lord.
Yeah.
I would come to Walmart after getting off at 12 o'clock, and there was the same lady up there. Every time I'd go, it seemed like she had a Ford Expedition, the big one, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And her the back of the front seats all the way back was filled with grocery bags, just like full with bags of food and products, just everything. And she was always being there on one of those carts with her basket full of. I don't know if she was hoarding inside her vehicle or what her problem was.
Maybe living in it.
I've seen some. Have you seen some people? I'm
yeah,
sure
but if she was living
have.
In, there was no room. It was full of nothing but Walmart bags.
I'm sure, Cliff, you've seen in your travels people driving around with, and you can't tell if they're moving or their car is just packed full of just.
Oh yeah, packed full to the
stuff,
to the top of the windows.
Duh.
That's what hers looked like.
Trash.
But it was full Walmart bags of things.
There's a girl that I work with at the radio station, and she has stuff in there. She does sales for a living. But it's like she lives out of her car. Everything just about that she owns is in that car. Like she'll go to work, get off work, go change somewhere with clothes that are in her car and then go out.
David has, he'll have about two changes of clothes in his car when he goes places.
I can see that.
I keep them just in case I get filthy.
Yeah, I mean, what you
filthy.
Do
I don't
work
ever take
job.
Any clothes anywhere.
I'm 100 miles from home half the day.
That's different. That's different, I think. But I mean, David at all times seems to have three or four shirts in there. I'm like, why do you need so many shirts?
You never know. You never know when you might get a date.
I guess.
And you got to swap out real quick.
I reckon.
Change from the t-shirt to the polo.
Whatever.
Got a date kit.
But I'm trying to think of, have you ever seen any white trash stuff like that in person?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of white trash stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, like that.
Fights?
Yeah. Involved. I mean, that vigorous.
Nothing like that.
I saw some, not quite as bad, but on the verge at the Black Friday shopping events.
Oh, no.
When I was stupid enough to go early a couple times.
I've gone to those, and they've always been okay. I've never witnessed a problem.
No, I've witnessed some, and I've witnessed one lady grabbing stuff as one woman was putting stuff into her cart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the other woman was on the other side taking it out and putting it in hers and then took off.
That was my dad's excuse for when my mom would go to the grocery store and unpack the groceries, and she didn't remember how the Oreos got in there. And my dad's like, the old lady dropped them in her.
Blame it on the old lady.
I do that too, Glenda. When we get to the register, there's things in there. She's like, I didn't put that there. How that happen then, I wonder?
I don't know. But I guess it's already here. We better go ahead and get
it. Under the bread. I don't know.
I told her the other day, though, I wanted some, I got me some, some cheese or something. It was some high dollar stuff. And I told her, I said, damn it. I make enough money right now to buy this. I'm getting it. I want it. I'm getting it.
That was that high dollar cheese you brought over last week, wasn't it?
No, it was something higher dollar than whatever the heck that was.
Yeah, well, that was, I went to the deli to look for it, and that was like $7 for a block of cheese.
$6.99.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was Kerrygold.
But it was good.
It was good.
Delicious.
Well,
about it.
I saw a fight between two women in a grocery store one time.
Tell us
when
about
I was a little when I was a little kid. The Bilo out there near Ben's house that used to be on the bypass.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a little kid, we used to go every Wednesday night grocery shopping, and we were in there one Wednesday night, and two ladies over in the frozen food section started fist fighting because
my fish sticks.
No, seriously, and because I remember this, I remember we were standing over there near them, and I could hear them yelling at each other. And basically, what it was is one woman was confronting the other woman because she was messing with her husband.
Oh,
always a good place to do that in frozen food.
Yeah,
always a weapon.
And so they started fist fighting in the store, and the manager had to come out there, who's the same manager that's at Walmart. I mean, that's at Pilo now. Do y'all know who I'm talking about?
There's several.
The same guy.
I don't know.
He's been the manager at Pilo.
Yeah, but there's three or four different managers up there. So I don't know which one came out.
One of them was the one he worked out there then, back in the late 70s. Because this was probably in the late 70s, maybe right at the early 80s.
How did that make you feel to see two women fight?
I don't remember how I felt, but I was probably scared.
Did you like it?
Especially when they start whipping those frozen pizzas at each other.
And just think, if you get a bruised eye, you can just put the peas right on there when it's all done.
You're whipping her with that big old frozen Texas toast.
No one else has seen any white trash stuff like that? I mean, like in a very public place?
Nothing that I can remember. Really?
Well, the only one I can really remember was the Griswold family. The family we referred to as the Griswold family.
The
radio station. Every time we had a remote, they showed up for free food. And it was like they were there before we got there, and they were there after we left. And they always had the old nasty-looking
station wagon.
Town and country they were driving.
Yeah, and they would, I mean, they would pour out like a clown car.
What you got for free.
What you got for free. And they would eat all the food, get all the drinks. I mean, and they would clean them out, just that one family alone.
Safeway chicken and Blimpy subs.
That's it. Oh, and all the Sunkissed you can stand.
Yeah. No, thank you. No, but that's about as close as...
Yeah, I can't think of any, you know, real... I mean, I know... I mean, we've all seen white trash stuff happen all the time.
Yeah.
I had those people that are, like, you're in a hospital, and you get those real trashy people that are just loud. And you're like... And you're trying to be like, can you keep it down? People are trying to rest. I don't need to keep nothing down. And they just won't... They just won't do it. They just keep getting louder and louder. It's like they just...
Those are people that try to get on the airplane with no shoes on.
Good Lord.
Or take their shoes
off. Yeah, who goes to the store barefoot?
I don't go anywhere barefoot because it hurts my feet.
I don't go anywhere barefoot.
I mean, nowhere.
They go in pajamas.
Pajamas, that's the new thing.
Oh, pajama pants, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'll say, you know, there's some women out there that can kind of pull off the look and it's okay. And then there's others.
Yeah, well.
That no.
What's the line? If your feet look like you could swoop out of the sky and pull lunch up out of the lake, you shouldn't
go barefoot or wear flip-flops.
Your nails are cracked and yellow.
I don't think men should wear flip-flops or sandals anyway. I don't want to look at men's feet.
I don't. Well, it's just, it doesn't look very...
Dignified.
No. Manly at all.
No.
I mean, and if you ever get into a fight and you're in flip-flops, what are you going to do?
Oh, I've seen them. The rednecks. Well, they kick them flip-flops off and take off the shirts. They got nothing but jeans on.
And it's like, all right, well, I'm just going to stomp a toe, and we're kind of done now.
I'm going to break a bottle and throw it on the ground and say, all right, buddy, come on.
Let's go. Bring it on. You're cheating. That's a fight.
That's right. It's not a fight. Yeah.
There's no sanctioning body. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're not doing, you know, legalized MMA. It's either... I'm going to beat you up or you're going to beat me up.
Well, there ain't no
that's
point.
Not going to happen.
Ain't no point system here.
And how gay is that? Flip-flop. Let's go.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
I don't know. Not if you're wearing flip-flops and you go to fight, that's...
Not me being gay.
Oh, no. There's nothing wrong with being gay.
Trying to do a kick and flip that shoe off across the room.
I guess the next thing would just to take the flip-flop off and throw it at him.
Steve, is there anything wrong with being gay? We just want your opinion.
It's your body. It's your life. Do what you want.
Staunch.
You're not hurting anybody else.
Staunch libertarian right there, folks.
Right there. What about prostitution?
Anything wrong with prostitution, Steve? Is that a victimless crime?
Yes.
Okay.
It's victimless. I mean, you're consenting to pay somebody else as long as you're not stepping on anybody else's toes.
There you go. Why not just film it and call it porn?
Yeah, what's the difference between that and just taking a girl out to dinner? Expecting something at the end of the evening.
Not much.
Not much.
I bought her a ring.
That's why you have.
So stay with me forever now.
Yeah.
That's why. Do you remember the Phil Hendry bit where he did Larry Grover's Date Night Debits?
Don't remember that one.
Let me see if I can figure how this went. It was a... Was his name... Was it Larry Grover? Was that his name?
Or is it Bob Green from the
grocery store? No, it wasn't Bob Green. It was Larry Grover. He came up with these cards, and you would go pick the woman up. And she would sign the back of the card, and it came with a beautifully embossed card and a red rose. And she would sign the card, and that meant that if the date didn't go well, if the man didn't think the date could go well, he could tell her that, and she would only be liable to reimburse him up to 70% of what the date cost or something like that.
Really?
Because he's the one putting out all the money. You know, he's the one taking all the chance. That's why, you know, she should give him 70% back, you know. And it was the women that called in and just got irate over that. It was really hilarious.
Oh, I bet.
Have you always paid on the date?
No, Glenda sometimes wouldn't let me pay. She would do it.
When y'all were courting?
Mm-hmm.
I've
It was about half and half.
She would really? Get mad if I tried to pay sometimes because I would never. I would try not to let her pay, and she would get ill with me.
Really?
We actually almost not fight, but she would get perturbed and. You know,
and what
like,
was
why don't
reason?
You ever let me pay? Just because she just felt like she should pay some, you know.
No, I mean, I'm cool with that.
Remember, yeah,
remember, I never really dated.
What about you?
That's
well,
true.
Well,
that's
you
true.
Didn't either.
I met.
Well, no, we
in,
did it. When so. We went on a couple. I mean,
you and Rebecca.
We went. Well, we met that.
Y'all
night.
Met, and then she moved in. I mean,
no,
what?
we went out to eat at Applebee's before.
Cliff and Liz dated once.
Yeah,
yeah,
and then it was,
never ended.
And they're still dating to
they're
this
still
day.
Still dating. Yep. Yeah.
Very happy, and they haven't gone all the way yet.
Oh. But he's hoping to get lucky
well,
real soon.
Well.
20 years. I'm biding my time.
Anyway, go ahead.
But we went to Applebee's and just kind of discussed what our future, where we were planning on going with this.
What? Y'all went to Applebee's for a discussion?
Well, I mean, it ended up being a discussion. We went out to
like
eat.
Like a board meeting?
I mean,
yeah.
Really?
So, yeah, yeah.
You know, we've
can we approve the minutes from the last meeting?
We're discussing a merger.
We shot some pool. You came back to the house. Now let's talk about where we're going.
Yeah, let's talk about this a little bit.
Jesus, how romantic.
They drew straws.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was just, I mean, it started off as a simple date, and it just kind of blossomed into that conversation.
Blossomed into a board
meeting.
And
she didn't really, I mean, she didn't really move in that quick. She would come over every day, and we would hang out and play Tiger Woods.
But it was,
you know,
and she would spend the night.
Well, I mean, she would spend the night. But then
that's
moved in.
It was a hostile takeover.
It was a subtle takeover.
Yeah. Slowly but surely.
Every time she'd come over, she'd bring a little more and bring a little more. Before you know it, she was there. The last time she showed up, she had two kids with her.
It was a toothbrush and then maybe some deodorant.
And then a couple of children.
We're just going for 51% of the stock.
Controlling.
Well, she's got it now.
Oh, yeah.
She's got 80 or 90% now.
Steve, do you, I mean, I don't know what your, if you date or have, I don't know what you do.
You're very private with all your
conquests.
Yeah,
with your romantic old relationships.
Hell no, I don't date.
But have you ever dated
and had to pay?
Who pays
not
in
really.
That situation?
Steve just picks up women and takes them home, and that's it.
I mean, normally the man pays, so.
It's always been kind of Dutch, or somebody will pay, or then I'll
Dutch,
pay.
Dutch, is that like German?
Am I the only one missing this ear?
No, you're not.
Fuck.
See, now that's in context.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was Dutch.
You go Dutch.
Like I said, is that German?
Yeah.
Is that kind of like German?
Did you ever go Swedish?
Scheiße. Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
Did you ever go
Greek?
Did you ever go African?
Greek style.
How about Indian?
Schnitzel. Oh, Jesus. Oh. God.
Was that loud? So that wasn't even loud.
No, it wasn't loud. It was frightening.
Oh. Have you ever been Californian?
Like German dungeon porn.
I don't know.
Anyway.
German dungeon porn. Have you ever watched tentacle porn, Steve?
I've never seen tentacle
He's
porn.
He's watching it right now.
Hentai.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Oh, whatever.
I don't.
You've been
don't
dealing with tentacles
porn
for
on
your
the internet.
Entire life.
I read philosophy.
I don't look at porn on the internet. I read philosophy.
Oh, my God.
Where do you get your porn then?
I don't get porn at
really?
All.
Really? Ever? None? Never?
Plain
no.
Brown.
He didn't have a computer. He'd have to go to the library or something to be able to look it up.
Plain brown
yeah,
wrappers.
I'd go to the library to get porn.
You can get a 4-pack at the 7-Eleven on the phone. 4-pack. Philosophy, and jugs.
And then he picks up one of those Magnum 357 pills at the cash register.
Go.
He goes home and pops it and opens up Jugs magazine.
There it is.
Reading Hegelian philosophy.
Dude, I'm freaking asexual.
Asexual what?
Asexual Tyrannosaurus.
Freaking asexual
beast.
Asexual, look it up.
I'm trying to be serious.
So do you have children? Do you just
so do you not buy Jugs magazine or
I don't have children.
He buys Cherry.
Those?
None that he knows about.
He buys what?
You remember Cherry magazine?
Yeah, Cherry.
My goal is to
he gets a Mountain Dew, a Goody's Powders, a 357 Magnum pill, and a Jugs magazine, and he is set for the night, baby.
I'm in for the evening.
I'm putting the chain on the door.
Listen, do you use a condom when you're by yourself, or
no? He doesn't. It doesn't feel the same.
What is this?
It's called an interrogation.
Yeah, you want to go smoke? You want to go
Steve,
take a smoke?
Why don't you go smoke a cigarette?
Let's talk about that a minute, Steve.
I don't have to step away to go smoke. I can just lean out the window.
Did you listen to last week's show?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Okay, so you see what was going on now?
You get it?
Yes, I did.
So did the joke work? Was your own paranoia the gag?
Yeah.
So what were you out there thinking we were talking about?
I just thought you were coming up with some kind of scheme or some joke like you usually do.
Mm.
No, it was all preset long before.
Oh, yeah. We had decided that before. Yeah. Well, when did we decide that?
I think like day of.
Yeah.
Day of.
Yeah, it was the day right of, before. But it was right before, yeah.
Just send him out. Just make him comfortable. He'll think things are happening.
It's hilarious.
We thought it was really interesting.
Double
especially, but you kept on pseudo bull bar when I found out.
You kept humping the door and looking in like you were looking for us to be doing something.
Yeah, trying to distract us.
Called us names.
I was humping the door. That's right. I admit to that.
You called us quite a name when you walked back in that one particular time, didn't you?
We had to get consultation to get some of those words past the
right.
censor.
Yeah.
Right. We went to some folks for approval on can we air these words that mm-hmm. Steve called us? And
yes, we had to get some opinions.
Or are we boring you?
You sound like you're yawning.
No, I was yawning, but
are you yawning
boring.
Or are you stretching?
I'm yawning.
Okay.
Stretching.
Are we boring?
What is this interrogation
to get the stretch,
all of a sudden
Joe.
About me?
So let's talk about this woman who pretended to be black.
All right, well, you share that story.
I don't want to focus on me anymore.
Okay, we're not.
Okay,
we're,
she was the NAACP president of her local chapter in somewhere in Wyoming or Montana. Hold on, let me look here. Spokane, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
She was the president of Spokane's NAACP chapter. She basically showed a picture of this black man and said that was her father, and she identified as being black, and he always told people she had mixed race parents and this and that. Well, finally her parents came out and said dang, there went Steve again. He'll call back. Anyway, her parents came out and said, no, she's white. And they gave pictures of her with long blonde straight hair. And she was talking about her naturally curly hair and this and that. And hold on.
At least he turned around pretty quick this time to call us back.
Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Damn it.
Anyway.
What is wrong with that freaking ass computer of yours?
It's not the computer, it's your phone.
Yeah.
Well, my phone. Why is my phone disconnected?
Because you're not relying on 4G.
Right, you're not on Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
no,
you're on
I'm
cellular
not on
network.
4G LTE.
Yeah, but you're not on Wi-Fi. Anyway, basically, she was telling everybody she was black when she's not, and now she.
How do you even do that?
Well, why do you even do that?
I mean, I don't know if you could see your picture from there. That's her on the right and her on the left.
That's, okay.
That's insulting to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And now she's saying that basically she just identifies as being a black person. You know, her parents adopted four black children when they were growing up, and she'd always been interested in black culture and this and that. And so now I guess she's using the argument of the people who identify like Bruce Jenner, who was a man but identified as being a woman, so he's changed. Well, she's identifying as being a black person, and so she's decided to change, I guess. But she said that she didn't give... This was a quote. Let me read it. Hold on.
What was the book? Black Like Me? There was a... Oh, goodness. There was a book in the 60s. 50s.
Did you hear what I said?
Transracial.
Transracial. That's going to be the next thing.
That'll be the next. So if, am I getting this right? So is she now black?
No, she's still white. She just, her skin looks tanned. I don't know.
Bronzer.
But they interviewed her because she was reporting all these hate crimes against her, and the police couldn't find any evidence of these things taking place. And they were interviewing her on the street. It was like an 8 or 9 minute interview. And at the end, they said, is this your father? And they showed her a picture of the black man. She's like, yeah, that's my father. And they were like, well, did he get to come see you accept whatever award? And she was like, no, unfortunately, he's got such and such cancer, so he didn't get to come see it. And then somebody asked her, you know, well, are you black? And she kind of looked at him and said, I don't understand the question. And they were like, are you an African-American? And she just got flustered and turned around and walked off, ended the interview, left her purse on the street.
Oh, my God.
It upset her so bad she took off because it was almost like, oh, my God, I've been busted.
Well, and I mean, I'm going to – I – get that where she's probably saying that I understand, you know, the black culture. If she grew up with four brothers and sister who were African American, I mean, I understand she may.
Well, maybe
have
so, but she was going around telling people that she had biracial parents.
Yeah, you can't.
And her parents
she
were
did not have a black father.
No, she did not.
And why? I mean,
she
was
had
it just
two white parents?
Was that just so she could get a job at the NAACP, or
I don't know. I don't know why she did it.
That's just now. Here's a funny joke, and if you want to cut it out, you can. But it was something that actually happened with Ashley Hall.
Okay.
We were going into this will date us. It was either Video City or Blockbuster, looking for a video game, NCAA college football, and Ashley goes out loud to the person behind the desk and says, "Hey, do you have that NAACP college basketball?" And I was like, and he's like, Ashley did that.
Oh, God. Did he mean to?
No, no. It just completely popped out.
Well, I've said that before, meaning one or the other, and then been like, dang it, that's not right.
That's not right.
Yeah. Anyway, she's now come out basically saying she identifies as being a black person, and she doesn't give two shits what anyone thinks about it. That was her quote.
Well, I'm sure that they're going to probably, I'm sure she's not going to stay in her
well,
role.
Well, she put black down on a job application for something, and she's also a professor of African American studies or something. She went to Howard University, and it was a historically black college. I can't remember. She went there.
What was that movie many, 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 many years ago?
Soul Man.
Yeah. Who was that?
C. Thomas Howell.
Yeah. He took suntan pills.
Yeah. And the same thing from Tropic Thunder. Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
went
but he,
through the.
Yeah, he was in.
He was a character. I mean, but you know, he was. Mm-hmm. That was a great. That's a
good movie. Yeah.
That's one of the best lines. What do you mean, you people?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, you people?
If you haven't seen Tropic Thunder, we give it a 2 thumbs up.
Yes, we do.
To make sure you go watch, especially the opening trailers.
If she identifies that way, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay, but don't go around telling people you have biracial parents and you remember all these. She talked about watching that movie 12 Years a Slave and how she remembered making her little corn husk dolls. She braided their hair instead of their arms like the little girl did in the movie. And it just, I mean, she's told all sorts of lies.
You can't,
you know,
that's insulting.
If you're going to tell a lie, at least be able to have something that's somewhat believable.
Yeah.
Not something they can go trace back by just looking at your parents.
Yeah.
A scary moment happened to a coworker's daughter this week. She was going out. She was running some errands, and she was heading out. She had her newborn baby with her, maybe about 2 months old. And
spit
as she
up
was
some pea soup, and its head spun around.
Yep, and then began to levitate the car as she was getting out, and she was getting ready to get the baby out.
Wait, what?
She was.
What happened?
Nothing. She was shutting the door, and then realized as she was shutting the door that her keys were still on the seat. And as she was trying to reach for it, she missed the door. The door locked with her cell phone, her keys, and the baby in the car with the car turned off. And she went into panic attack mode.
Why panic? Because find the biggest rock you can and break the window.
Well, she ended up getting a construction company, a construction crew that was coming up and said, "Can you please help me?"
Picked the car up with a forklift.
And they came over and the baby's
not going to die in the 10 minutes.
But I mean, you know, they're a newborn. I mean, it's a mother.
I just don't panic like some people. You know, you keep a cool head in situations like that, and you can get out of them.
And so, they ended up taking a sledgehammer and popping the back corner little window to not break the big window and you know, get glass all over them. And they were able to get the baby out.
There you go.
But I was thinking about that. I want to pass on a little tip. I don't think we pass on enough tips for life.
I don't think we pass on any tips
exactly.
For life.
No one should take advice from us ever.
Except for this.
I'll give you this.
Starting tonight.
If you have a situation like that where you can't get into your car and you've got a baby in there or whatever.
Don't eat the yellow snow.
That's solid advice. If you just lock your keys in the car and you want to pay for a new window and you want to do this, that's one thing. Like if you're out in the middle of nowhere and you can't get help. The easiest way to do is just unscrew the metal antenna off your car if you've got one of those metal antennas, and you
hell is this tip?
And what you do is
where is this going?
You hold the end
the nearest police officer where, whip him
where the little ball is at the top. You hold it about 6 inches down there, and you pop it
To break
like pull
glass.
It back and you just hit the corner of your window.
Oh, like a window punch, basically.
Yeah, and it does the same thing as a window punch. You just do it in the corner of the window and it'll shatter and you can get into your car.
Okay.
But it just maybe I told the lady that. I said, well, next, if that ever happens, which I'm sure at this point she'll be too panicked to, when she shuts the door. And I think it's situations like that that create OCD people.
I guess. I just, you know, why lose your cool? Then you can't think straight and then you can't do something. You know,
just got to relax.
Punch
just,
the window.
And some people are just like that. Some
any
people just
stressful
get,
situation, anything, just relax. If you stay calm. As long as you stay calm, you can handle it.
Unless you're
I'm
on
not,
fire.
Not following yeah. this. I'm not following it. How do you use your antenna to break a window?
Right. We'll show you.
We'll show you.
Things are pretty flimsy.
It doesn't matter.
Not if you hold it close to the end. It's
safety tempered safety glass.
Yeah, so it'll pop.
It'll explode.
Yeah.
Your glass
we'll
will
try
explode.
It. What we'll do is we'll videotape it. We'll do it on your car.
We'll use it on your Jeep. We'll lock you inside.
Okay.
We'll all lock right. you inside.
Hey,
and we'll show you how to
we'll
get out.
We'll do that Monday. It's going to be 102.
There we
yeah.
go.
Okay.
So we'll lock him in there.
But now if we forget for four or 5 hours, just sit tight. We'll be back.
I will. I'll sit tight. All right.
I'm sure you will.
Wear loose clothes.
Wear loose clothes.
Do I get to have my keys with me in the car when you lock me in?
No.
And we're defeats the purpose.
And we're going to undo the battery. Of course, it's still you can still manually. That's just this is holy. Just we'll tie him down. We'll duct tape them in the back.
Wouldn't be the first time.
All right, now you're just getting weird.
No, no. But I wanted to share this story. This
you're
is
revealing your plans. Be careful.
Something along the lines of that. A 25-year-old woman in Virginia got cited last month for leaving a kid in a hot car. She went to the police station on Monday to deal with the citation and
left her kids in the hot car.
Left her kid in the hot car. 91 degrees out.
Good Lord. So she did it twice?
She did it twice. She did it at the police station going in to take care of the citation. For leaving a kid in a hot car.
Oh.
She's now in jail, as you can imagine.
I saw when I pulled up at the dollar store yesterday after I got finished working, I pulled up and I had just got out the car and another car had pulled in behind me in the spot across the parking lot. And I saw the lady get out and I noticed she had a dog in the car with her. And when she saw me looking at her, she glanced back at her car like,
Yeah.
And she looked at me and she looked back and then she went on to the store. It was almost like, is this guy going to do something? You know,
I'm going to break out your...
Bitch, I'm going to break that glass.
Yeah.
I'm going to break that glass.
You say, oh, you watch me do it, I'll do it. Would you do that?
Turn your back. Go in the store.
You know, it depends. If the dog looked like it was in distress, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if she put it in there and walked in the store and got a gallon of milk and came back out, I'd probably be in trouble for...
No, you know, yeah, you'd be in huge trouble. I mean, that dog would have to be in there for...
A long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at that point, you just call someone else to come... Get the
right,
dog
right, and that's like I say, if the dog appeared to be in distress, that's one thing. If the dog was in there, you know, with sweat dripping off its tongue or what, you know,
yeah, then okay. then you got to then you yeah, got to do
what
you
got to do. Yeah,
I leave Jane in the car all the time.
Do you turn the air on for her at least?
I don't see what the big deal is.
I think it's a plot.
Mom, I'm going here to play the video poker games. Now you just sit tight.
And don't you touch that radio knob. I got it exactly where I want it.
And I'm running low on gas to keep the air off.
You can at least crack the window for her.
Stopping off at the lawyer's office on the way to adjust the will. And then we're going out.
Then I'm going to play bingo.
We got
to
do some shopping.
Steve parks at the far end of the Walmart parking lot.
Hey, do you smoke in the car with her when you're taking her places?
He doesn't.
I don't smoke in my car.
He doesn't smoke in the car.
Oh.
That oxygen she's got. That's dangerous.
Offer to light her up one too?
No, she does not have oxygen. Not yet.
Not yet.
If he smokes a cigarette, Mom smokes a bowl.
No.
She's doing a one hitter while Steve's pulling on Pall Mall.
When I got this car, I said I wasn't going to smoke
unfiltered.
In it, so I haven't.
Oh, that's great. Good job.
All right, well, do you want to wrap things up with a little stump to Steve?
Okay.
We can't make him eat anything or do anything horrendous.
He's in Columbia.
Well, we can if we use the honor system. Steve, what have you got there to eat? Any animal products? got any ham or...
Bread and cheese.
We'll make you eat a burger.
And veggie burgers.
Veggie burgers.
You know what? I just realized something. I've never in my life seen Steve cook a meal.
I have. I made him cook... He wanted a grilled cheese and turkey sandwich before he took on the vegetarian role.
Yeah.
But he was like, "Will you? I want you to make it for me." And I was like, "Nope." I said, "If you want it, you get your ass in this kitchen. I will show you how to do it, but you're going to do it." "Well, is it hard?"
"Oh my God!"
And I was like, "No, it's not hard. I just made one for myself." He knows I'm. I hear him laughing because he knows it's true. And he goes, "All right." He did it though. He made it.
Did it come out all right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever cooked, Steve, other than that?
Eggs.
It's not cooking.
How do you exist?
I put other steaks on a Fort George Foreman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Grill.
Anything else?
I used to have a George Foreman grill years ago.
Can you?
And I used to would put hamburger patties and little frozen steaks on it.
Steakums.
That's so sad.
Gotta love Steakums.
I do too.
It's so sad.
They used to, remember at D&S when the steak and cheese sub used to be Steakums?
Yep.
Now they use some kind of, I don't know what they use.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not the same. It's good, but it's not the same.
Oh, cheeseburger.
Believe me, you see this,
from there?
You see this belly? This is two steak and cheese subs at a time back in the early 90s.
Dang.
I would buy two and gobble them down, son.
Does he even have a stove or anything in his apartment?
Oh, yeah, but it's broken.
I do, but it's broken.
It hadn't worked since he moved in. When did you move in? How many years ago was that?
This December will be 5 years.
How do you exist without a stove?
5 years.
He doesn't cook.
Easy.
Doesn't cook.
He eats out every chance he gets.
Microwave.
No, I don't eat out.
You don't eat
microwave
out?
Stuff. I
he
make
cheese. He makes cheese sandwiches, has a handful of nuts.
I bet so.
Yeah. Some water and goes to bed.
Flavored water.
Sorry, flavored water.
You eat like
water.
A prisoner.
I was about to say, bread and water.
Oh, sorry. I mean, it works for me, so
do you use honey buns as currency where you are?
Bag of cigarettes?
Oh, I've discovered from the Marquette downtown the maple and bacon donut.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord.
I've had those.
I'd never had one before. Swore I wouldn't try one because it just looked, I don't
it
really.
It looked terrible. But
world.
Like, that's not even good. And I ate one and I was like, wow.
Yeah. In fact, that tempted me the other night. Actually, last night, Cassie and I rode to the Marquette and I was looking at the donuts and I saw that and I was like, and I usually don't crave sweets, but I saw that and I was like, oh. That a nice tall glass of milk would.
What'd you do when you
perfect.
Saw it again?
Wow.
Save that for something.
And
later.
You let your daughter be around you while you're doing that?
Well, then she was asking, "Can we get one?" I was like, "No."
Oh no! Apparently, Twitter now has a hashtag called Ask Rachel,
oh.
And they are crucifying this woman.
Oh my gosh, are they?
I saw an article right before we got here that said, "Quick, make all the jokes you can before this gets really dirty and mean." And it was a collection of the Twitter comment.
Here's one right here. It says, a Crown Royal bag is used for A, to hold Crown Royal, B, to keep board game dice, C, to stash illicit drugs, D, all of the above, hashtag Ask Rachel.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
It's going to get ugly.
It's going to get real ugly.
Wait a minute. Red is A, a color, B, a flavor, C, an ethnic reference, D, all of the above, hashtag Ask Rachel.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Wait a minute. They got a picture of Country Crock, and it says, what's inside here? A, butter. B, leftovers. C, vegetables. D, so many possibilities. Hashtag Ask Rachel.
I don't get it. How come those questions are derogatory?
They're stereotypical.
They're stereotypical questions. Okay, here's one right here that somebody retweeted. How much sugar per pack of Kool-Aid?
Oh,
A,
no.
Half a cup.
Oh, no.
B, one cup. C, two cups. D, what is cup? Hashtag Ask Rachel.
People are going to hell.
Oh, wow.
That's...
Anything
about swimming?
No, here.
I've been playing too much Cards Against Humanity.
I know, I'm not saying anything.
Here's a picture of a toothbrush.
No.
What is this used for? A, brushing teeth. B, laying edges. C, cleaning shoes. D, all of the above. Hashtag Ask Rachel.
Wow.
I don't get it. How's that stereotypical?
Oh, this one should say hashtag Ask David. When you say you're 5 minutes away, how far are you? A, 5 minutes away. B, 10 minutes away. C, right around the corner. D, still at home eating. Ask David.
Exactly.
David used to say he was on the way. He probably didn't even have his clothes on yet. I'm on the way.
I'm in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, there's a bunch of funny ones. Of course, they're yeah.
Yeah.
Dave has to do the three S's before he leaves the house every time.
No, let's not go into that.
We could do the pooping etiquette.
I thought we were going to do Stump Steve.
All right. Well, let's do a Stump Steve.
If you insist.
All right. Are y'all in agreement?
Sure, why not? Let's put a poll. Let's put a poll up and see if everybody wants.
Oh, here we go. Here's a good one. The N in NWA stands for A. Neighbors.
No.
B. Nieces. C. Knights. D. Don't you fucking dare. Hashtag Ask Rachel.
Oh my God.
Jeez.
Why are you staring at the computer?
Message. Steve, you still there? Nope. A message popped up. Oh, well.
All right. We'll wait for him to call back in.
He'll probably call back in a minute. There was some... what are we wiping down?
There he is. Wait.
Hi, Steve.
Wait.
This is really starting to piss me off.
There it is. I knew you'd come back with a little attitude.
Oh.
All right. It's time for Stump the Steve. We're going to ask Steve five questions. These are all going to be about Marilyn Monroe.
All right.
All right. Are you ready for that, Steve?
Steve, what do you know about Marilyn Monroe?
Anyway.
She had a birthday.
She's dead.
She's dead. She had a birthday last Monday, June the 1st. And so here's some Marilyn Monroe true or false questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. True or false? She was born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
True.
That is false. She was born in L.A., grew up in California. true or false? True or false? She was paid $50,000 to pose for Playboy in 1953, and which would be about $125,000 in today's money. True or false?
False.
False. Do you know how much she got paid?
How much?
She got paid $50 to do the layout for Playboy. Photographer took them in 1949. Hugh Hefner bought them for $500 4 years later. Also, where am I looking? Oh, 50. They were just doing the correlation of $50,000 would be $443,000 in today's money.
Hey, editor, can we leave the duh in there?
Yeah. Oh, it's staying in.
I stumped TJ, yeah.
All right.
TJ. I apologize.
Anything written in the English language stumps the TJ.
That's right. All right. Number three. She mostly grew up with foster parents. True or false?
True.
True. Her mother had to be put into a mental institution.
Wow.
She actually stayed with 11 different foster parents.
I did not know that.
Number four. She basically had a full beard of peach fuzz on her face. True or false?
True.
She used hormone cream, and it caused her to have a little peach fuzz on her face.
Fuzz. Nothing wrong with fuzz.
And nothing wrong with a little fuzz. And finally, she admitted to sleeping with Bobby Kennedy in her autobiography, but never admitted having an affair with JFK. True or false?
True.
That's false.
I don't think, did she have an autobiography?
She had an autobiography, but she never admitted sleeping with either one of them.
There was no sleep involved.
There was no sleep involved. It
there
all
it
happens
Cliff
while you're
Cliff Wilson,
away.
Everyone.
She was killed by Bobby Kennedy with an overdose of phenobarbital.
Well.
That's what's said.
That's the theory.
The rumor.
I don't do conspiracy theories.
You don't?
No. I always attribute stupidity to those kind of things. No, it was, she screwed up and took the wrong drugs and it killed her. She was on a ton of
probably
drugs.
She was on she there was yeah she was on a,
oh, yeah,
now was. Is it possible she was murdered? Absolutely.
It's possible. It's not likely.
Not likely though.
Well, Chris Farley was killed by the CIA.
Sure.
I've never heard that.
Have you seen that
for
what
reason?
Beverly Hills Ninja.
Yeah, Beverly Hills Ninja.
I'd have killed him for that.
He knew too much
about what.
I'm waiting for somebody
how
to bump
not
off.
How not to make a movie.
I'm waiting for somebody to bump off Adam Sandler.
That'll never happen.
Oh, he's horrible.
He's part of the Illuminati.
He's got some good movies.
No, he doesn't.
I liked Click.
I didn't like that.
You didn't like Click?
Nope.
Avoid them all.
I liked the Zohan.
Yeah, that was all right.
That was a good movie.
Spanglish was terrible.
Never saw Spanglish.
I don't. What about, what was it, Grown Ups?
Never saw it. Maybe I did see Grown Ups. I don't. Is that got David Spade in
David
it?
David Spade's
yeah,
in
that,
it.
Yeah, that was okay.
And Kevin James.
He's in every one of his movies.
That one was all right.
Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds was good. Was I like right. Mr. Deeds. Nope. I didn't like Little Nicky.
Oh, God, that was horrible.
Hey, how's your brother?
I never
paid much attention to.
I didn't like the one where he played him and his sister. I didn't even watch it.
I don't like
movies where men play a woman's part. Because obviously you could find a woman to play that part.
Yeah, but I think that was the whole point because they were supposed to be twins.
Sounds like a personal trauma.
That's just.
What about Waterboy?
I didn't like that either. I didn't like Waterboy.
Billy Madison. I never saw Billy Madison.
I've seen parts of it. It was all right.
How many times Happy Gilmore
was good. I liked it.
Happy Gilmore was great. That's probably one of my... And I liked Click a lot.
How many times has he played a developmentally disabled person or delayed person?
Man, I don't know.
I mean...
My father will be here soon.
same amount of times as Jim Carrey has. Hey, but you know what? If the checks are getting cashed,
somebody's watching them.
Somebody's playing.
I never saw Big Daddy. Now I saw the one where
Big Daddy's good.
I saw the one where he and Kevin James played the pseudo gay, you know, the fake gay couple. That was a pretty good movie.
Oh yeah, that was actually pretty good. Chuck and Larry.
Yeah, that was actually pretty. That was a remake of was it something else?
The Odd Couple.
It might have been.
Ben, here's a little bit of trivia.
All right, Steve.
You know who played the little kid in Big Daddy?
I do not.
The twins who played Zach and Cody.
Is that right?
Oh, is it really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
You know an awful lot about Zach and Cody.
Why?
The Sweet Life.
Matt Damon.
On Deck.
Sweet Life on what?
On Deck.
Oh, dang.
On Deck.
My bad.
I misheard you.
Caught me off guard. I thought you put
my in front of it.
I thought you said the Sweet Life on... Well, anyway.
Yeah, there it goes.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, don't...
Jeez. Sick. Flipping evil.
Just sick. All right, well, to continue the conversation, whether or not we're going to do censored or uncensored, go to our Facebook page.
I might just leave this one uncensored for now. I don't know.
Look for the tag.
Look for the explicit tag, you know.
And if you see it, don't listen to it loud at work.
There you go.
But go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/onlyfunnytous. We'll have the poll up there, and we'll keep checking it all the time and just see what people think.
Also, do you want us to do a Cards Against Humanity miniseries, say, for the summer? For like 6 episodes or something.
Yeah, we're thinking about doing that.
If anybody wants it.
And how about we just throw this out there? Anything you would like to hear? Anything that you would think that would be interesting? Or
you like Stump the Steve? Tell us you like Stump the Steve.
I know Mark and his boss in Iraq like Stump the Steve.
Do they like Stump the Steve?
Yeah, and he's actually been downloading the episodes now as we produce them. It was last Saturday night, he emailed me. He's like, hey, dude, I'm all caught up. Upload another episode. And I'm like, we only do one a week.
Go back to the beginning and start over.
What are you doing, Steve?
Cooking something on the George Foreman.
Nothing. I'm just laying here.
No, if you're laying
there, you're doing something else.
Sounded like you were
scratching my head.
Squirting lotion out of a bottle. Got a hot lotion dispenser.
Wait till we hang up before you start. Wait till we hang up before you masturbate, you idiot.
I'm going to tell your mother.
Are you talking about that?
I'm not. What?
I don't want to hear it.
We don't want to hear your hot lotion dispenser. What do? Wrap a warm rag around it and leave it in the bed next to you for a while?
It's from Hamilton Beach.
He presses the button.
New from Ronco.
That's plenty of good lotion.
Just got my Jergens delivery.
Smells like lilacs.
Big bucket of Lubriderm.
You hear that? He said Aveeno. Now we know what he uses. God almighty. Steve beats it with Aveeno.
He's got the softest pecker around.
Not a wrinkle on him.
It looks like a hot dog fresh out the pack.
Rotten Hades.
Oh, God.
Oh, all right. Well,
probably about the same temperature, too.
Oh.
Onlyfunnytous.com.
Oh, if you can dare.
On Facebook, at Twitter, at OFTU Podcast. Tweet us and we'll tweet you back. Follow us and we'll follow you back as well. Amazon's going to drop us. Go to OnlyFunnyDust.com.
They don't listen.
And yeah, I promise you Amazon doesn't give two shits about us.
If you're ordering anything, make sure you just go to our website, click the Amazon link, and you can get it straight from there. What is wrong? What did he just
do? You know what's wrong.
I just got a text.
$531.
Do you want to read it live on the air?
No, I do not.
All right. Well, until next time.
Drop me in it.
Target Insight.
Words I can't say. Are we going to censor this? Say no.
No, I'm not censoring this.
Drop me in it, motherfuckers. I blame all y'all.
Bull crap. No way.
No, son.
You asked for this yourself.
I got it.
You asked for it.
God.
Tell him, Steve, he asked for it,
on
right?
On my shoulder.
Free will.
Given to you by whatever gods you worship.
Free will.
The gun pointed in a different direction.
That's all you got to do. Anyway.
Find a new song.
All right, Steve. Say goodnight from Columbia.
I've got a new, unique way I'm going to say goodnight tonight.
Oh, that's all to be
good. I'm going to yell it or something.
Yeah, just remember you're on Skype. And,
One, two.
Was that supposed to be cute?
Good. Was that it? What was that, death metal?
I was trying to do death metal, but it didn't work. So
do the jazzy.
No, I'm not going to edit. I'm leaving it. I'm leaving it. I want everybody to hear how ridiculous you are.
Well, I was going to try something else.
Oh, well, try something else. Go ahead. Try what you want. Hell, we can do a four-hour podcast for all I care. It's our podcast.
We can do anything we want.
We can keep going.
Nah, I'll just do it the regular way. Okay.
What if we're not ready to end it now? What if we've decided amongst the three of us that we'd like to just continue?
I'm ready to end it.
No, I'm talking about the podcast your life.
Let's keep going. Let's fool the listener and keep on going.
You're on the ninth floor.
Let's fool the listener.
Yeah.
You are on the ninth floor.
We're going to fool the listener.
Perception is reality.
Considers your... TJ. Thank you, TJ.
You're welcome.
I'll take it from here. Consider yourself fooled.
Five more Stump the Steve questions on the way. Here we go.
No.
What do you mean no?
I have to do more music.
Oh, no, forget it. We don't need it. We already introed it.
That's true. We did intro it.
Steve uses what brand of lotion in his hot lotion machine?
Aveeno.
All right.
When you're ready to rub one out.
You guys don't have to eat the pickle.
I use it.
If you're lonely and alone, try Aveeno.
Call 1-976 Aveeno.
I've got a way to say goodnight. Are y'all ready?
No.
No.
Do we sound like we're ready?
You can say it, but we'll drown you out.
I'm about to leave.
You've already left three times. You keep coming back.
It's 11 o'clock.
I'm about to hang up.
You going to smoke?
I'm getting ready. He just
hangs by his ankles out the window.
I got to get up at like freaking 6 something in the morning.
What time do you normally get up in the mornings?
7. On Saturday mornings, 10.
Later than
11.
That. 11, yeah. All right, well... Okay, I guess you can say goodnight, and we'll end it.
Oh my God, goodnight!
Oh Jesus, yes,
we're all sorry. We're all sorry for that.
I really want someone to end it now.
End it all,
Steve.
Goodnight.
You suck.
I love you.